Yeah, real estate's quite a field. There's all kind of different things. People think they just go around and show houses and, you know, make a lot of phone calls and things like that. But when you get involved in a commercial level like that, you know, and there's always something going on. You can, I guess she, it's wonderful that she can plan her own schedule. I think that's the key. In my wife's job, she runs a call center for a big medical group, huge medical group. And so most of her people work remote. And I think they got them coming in the office one day a week or something. And she works from home one day a week. And they're talking about making everybody full-time remote. You know, then they'll save that, you know, $7,000 to $10,000 a month on renting out a building with, you know, all those kind of payments. And when most of the work is all, and it's all over the phone. Her job is 100%. She can do it on the phone with emails and texting and well, she answers a lot of questions when people, you know, the different operators have a question about a how to deal with a certain patient and what they need to do. And so, yeah, it's wonderful that when you can plan your own schedule like that. Not everybody can do that, and not everybody's cut out to do that. Some people need to have the routine of going to their office or going to their job site or going to the shop or whatever on a daily basis, and I certainly understand that. And as a career, you know, I was a plumber, is how I was trained, and you know, somewhere along the line, I learned how to draw, and one of the contractors I was working for found out. He saw some of my drawings.